mind if you define the terms of your ailment. You could sing a pretty melody like a black canary, but a crow don't know the smell of carbon monoxide. How many years have you been on that couch? They could have quilted you in the throes by now. You draw a line in the sand where it ends and you begin, but the tide rolls in, so who knows? Oh well, and a little I did and he never hurt nobody, but lately you've been focusing too much on yourself. So how many milligrams of you are still left? I suppose that's an answer. Would you give up your humanity for just a touch of sanity? Cause God knows it's not like it's cancer. And good news to the purists, they discovered a cure for the symptoms of being alive. It's a painless procedure with a low rate of failure, but very few patients survive. And a little conformity never hurt nobody, but lately I've been worried that you're losing yourself. So how many milligrams of you are still left in there? Whoa, cause back in my day we didn't need no feel-good pills and no psychiatrists. No, we just bled out in our bed. God damn it, we liked it. To believe they're you and not just chemistry. It's not the way that you were raised or what the advertisements say. Not what you pay for, what you pray for, what you want or what you say. And I see your tendency to redefine disease by what you need. And I'm afraid I can't prescribe the diagnosis that you seek. And something tells me that you need, forgive me now if I misspeak, but something tells me that you like and something tells me. Flipping through those old issues of People. Well, that's our time. See you next week.